What's up, everybody? This is True Facts, Large Skin Opinions. And I'm your host, Aron Bonner. Man, I got something to say, man. And I'm just going to keep it real with y'all, man. I'm just going to keep it real. All these so-called celebrities coming out. Do y'all know that Waka Faka Flame had the nerve to say that Trump did more for black people than Barack Obama? Just think about that. Trump did more for black people than Barack Obama. Just by, like, first off, Barack Obama policies was better for black people than Trump. And for one, and then for two, just by Barack Obama being the first black president, he done way more for black people than Trump. Just by him being there. Now, let's get to the policies. Like, you serious? Waka Flocka, you serious? Huh? Is you serious? My thing is, why do people don't do their research? And then my thing to the Democrats, too. Like, why y'all ain't taking credit for the First Step Act, when the Democrats is the ones that wrote it up and put it into action? Van Jones. And then you want to talk about criminal justice reform? You forgot that the First Step Act was a continuation of what Barack Obama and Joe Biden did when they got the mandatory, whenever they got the crack law from 101 down to 18-1. And then when they stopped the judges from sentencing people under mandatory minimums. Like, is y'all serious, man? Is y'all serious? Like, that don't even make sense. It don't even make sense what y'all saying, man. And then... You think you rich and you think that all of a sudden you want to vote for Trump? What about when you get pulled over by the police? Your money ain't going to save you, dude. Your money ain't going to save you. If you get pulled over by the police, your money is not going to save you, dude. If a white militia see you somewhere, your money ain't going to save you, dude. $0.50, you get pulled over by the police. You black as hell. Like, you got people that make way, you got people that's, like, y'all acting like y'all doing something. Like, you got people that make way more money than you that ain't voting for Trump. Like, you that much of a prostitute? Waka Flocka Flame, you that much of a prostitute? 50 Cent, you that much of a fucking prostitute? They need to throw y'all in jail with Trump. The way I look at it, the way you betraying your people. And black people, man, listen. Black people, listen. In this country, hip-hop fans in this country, we have to no longer, any rapper that says they voting for Trump, we can't buy their shit no more. Like, we got to buckle down and we can't buy their shit no more. Period. Period. We can't buy their shit no more, hip-hop. We can't. It's a wrap. Power, done. Whatever Waka Flocka doing, find out about his weed and whatever he doing, whatever on the side, we're going to find out what he doing. It's done. Go to them white people, tell them white people to buy your shit then. Period. They don't even like your shit. Eminem, tell your supporters, don't buy 50 shit. Because you say you with Trump and 50 went against you. And you got more money, you got more emphasis to vote for somebody over taxes than he do. I know 50 yo man, but he going against the people, man. That shit gotta count. This ain't no laughing matter. Everybody acting like it's a laughing matter. What they call that? Hip Hop Uncensored? Old guy and Ant, y'all really acting like that? Man, y'all need to do y'all research. What did Trump do more for black people than Obama? When the same people that's sitting there with Trump, Obama, it was racism when he was in there. Them same people that was in there was saying what? They gonna do everything in their power to make this man a one-term president. Do y'all remember that? Obama the one that got all these black people health care. More than ever. And like I said, I was in the feds. I seen dudes going home from that crack law going from 101 down to 18-1. I seen dudes get sentenced not under the mandatory minimum. I seen the changes in the law. I seen the dudes going home. All my dudes that was at McKean with me in the federal penitentiary, speak up. All y'all dudes that was in the feds when Obama got elected and he was doing things and we was all, and dudes was going home left and right in the feds. Y'all remember? Like, what is y'all talking about? Like, what is y'all talking about, man? Like, what is this about? Like, you don't see all the conservative white judges that Trump putting in? You ain't see when Trump got in there, the first thing he did was stop the dissent decrees from the police stations being under surveillance? All Trump did was benefit from Obama's economy. To make it so bad, black unemployment went down way more under Obama than Trump. The decline in black unemployment went down under Obama. It started under Obama. Trump just didn't fuck it up. Everything started, and then when Trump got in there, Obama created more jobs in his last 3 years than Trump did in his first three. So Trump really fucked that up. He made that go down. Is y'all serious, man? Y'all talking about shit Joe Biden said years ago. This nigga Trump disrespecting you right to your face right now. And you worried about some shit a man said years ago like a man can't grow? Is y'all serious? Like, y'all trying to make it cool to vote for Trump. Let's talk about it. I forgot that fast over a couple percentage points in taxes, man. That's all that was. It's only a couple, 50, talking about 62%. Nigga, all that's, oh, nigga, I thought you was way smarter than that. I thought you was way smarter than that, 50 Cent. I thought y'all do your research. And then the funny thing, if your accountant telling you that shit, you need to fire him right now because he's lying to you. Like a couple percentage points in all Biden's in is he want to go back down to the Bush tax cuts. Man, that's only a couple percentage points, man. 50 Cent talking about some 62%. Like, where you get that number from, dog? Like, you stupid. Like, where you get this number from? Oh, God, man. The whole thing about it is I could see if they was telling the truth what they was saying. Like, the whole thing about it is, man, is you serious, man? Is you serious? And then the funny thing about it is when you start questioning these people about that, they go back to their black street and get on some gangster shit and just say, well, it is what it is. I'm doing what I'm doing. Nah, man. We ain't going for that. We're not going for that, y'all. We just ain't. This shit is deep, man. This is deep. That's all I got, man.